Welcome back, everyone. Welcome if you're just joining us. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. We're bringing you special breaking coverage of the fatal shooting that occurred this morning at Abundant Life Christian School just outside of Madison, Wisconsin. That school serves about 200 families, according to its website, about 390 children. I want to correct some information I shared with you just before we went to break. And that was that it took from the time of the first call to 911 at 10:57 a.m. that it took 15 minutes for first responders to arrive on scene. That is incorrect. They were there in far faster time. That particular 15-minute number came from Madison Fire Chief Chris Carbon. That was from Fire Chief Chris Carbon specifying the time it took from when they first arrived on scene. This is medical, responding medical personnel from when they first arrived on scene to when the last injured person had been transported to the hospital. Again, I want to confirm for all of you that, again, the total is 3 dead, just confirmed by Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes, 3 dead, including the suspected teenage shooter, who was, again, as reported, a student at the Abundant Life Christian School. 6 others injured, all of them believed to be students. I believe I heard from the police chief. 2 students with life-threatening injuries transported to the University of Wisconsin-Madison Hospital. The other 4 with non-threatening injuries transported to St. Mary's. Your reactions are welcome. Please, let's keep this respectful and in keeping with the gravity of this moment. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. It also jumped out at me as I listened to the press conference with everyone that the police chief made special note that he began his career in public service as a public school teacher for 4 years. We're now going to go to Civic Media's own Catherine Lake, who was on scene at the press conference.
That's what I was going to say to you.
Catherine, are you there? This is Maggie. You're on air. Please go ahead. What were your impressions? Any standout moments?
That was the thing I was going to mention, that the police chief used to teach history.
Yes.
It was a remarkable moment for me because this is the same man who, at the very first briefing, when I asked him about, you know, safety in the school, and he said, I don't really love the idea of, and I'm totally misquoting him, but he's not a fan of the idea of metal detectors. And
yes.
So I asked him in the second briefing, you know, you mentioned we're going to talk about mitigating things and what are we going to do? And you also said that you're not a big fan of metal detectors. He turned it right around on me. He said, well, would you want to send your kid to a school without metal detectors? With a metal detector, with one? And I said, that's kind of hard to say because right now she's in a school without it. But now I'm thinking I would like it.
Yes.
It's a remarkable time. I'll tell you, Maggie, I moved to Madison the first time in 1991, and it made a lasting impression of peace and great minds and creativity, and everything was awesome. And then I get shuttled off to Chicago to get married, and I love Chicago, very livable city, but I was going to be doggone if I was going to put my kid in high school in Chicago. No, I'm going to bring her back to Madison, and I'm going to put her in a safe school. What was I thinking? There's no place safe.
That's Catherine Lake of Civic Media. Catherine, if you could just stay on the air, a couple of things I just want to remark upon, and again, folks, your respectful, thoughtful comments and reactions are also welcome. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. You know, the question of hardening our schools and what does that mean for students? What impact does hardening our schools, whether that is at one end of the spectrum, perhaps arming teachers, perhaps in the middle of the spectrum, installing metal detectors. what does this mean? And in fact, I think one of the questions that we heard pointed to by all of the public officials that spoke at the press conference, Catherine, was this idea that we have to do better about gun regulation, and that hardening our schools may be something that we might need to entertain as we unpack all of this, but that the thing that's being used to kill people is guns. And here the police chief specifying it was a handgun. We're joined by Catherine Lake, one of my civic media colleagues who was there at the press conference with the police chief. Catherine, what other details? We had a hard time hearing the Q&A back and forth, but it appeared some other salient details were provided about the family of the shooter cooperating. What other information can you give us that we may have been hard to pick up?
You know, you didn't really miss much. They did ask these questions, but there were no hard answers for us yet. We do not know the sex of the gender of the shooter. We do not know where they are. There are rumors that there is a house being dug through. People asked about whether or not the shooter's phone was available. Was that being looked into? We still have no motive. We did hear that, yes, the family knows and is cooperating. So their house is being, we don't know who they are. We don't know anything else. And what one of the things that really struck me, because I'm on the way to get my daughter from her school, her Madison High School East, who was shut down for another reason today. That was locked up because of an altercation. I can tell you more about that when you're if you're interested.
We're going to have to put a pin in it right there, Catherine. That is my colleague at Civic Media, Catherine Lake, who is live reporting from that press conference. We're going to continue our special coverage. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We have a statement from the governor, which I'll read to you next, and I want to hear from you. How are you reacting? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. We here at Civic Media will be with you through the rest of the afternoon. Please stay tuned.